Okay, here we go. Lust. The word lust means to excite, to call into action, to stir up, to excite the spirits, to stimulate, to get the human systems going. Now I got two up. The main thing I wanted to see about lust is that it's a spirit. To inflame, to excite the passions. One of the words that was when David talked about seeing Bathsheba, one of the words there where it said that he saw her and it, like he longed for her, was worship. So when you give in to lust, you actually take that which belongs to God and you put it on a person, okay? And it's idolatry, and it's being led by the senses. We're going to look at the Psalm 51 this week. Next week, come and look at 51, and you're going to actually see where David really repented in Psalms 51 for what he did with Bathsheba. And that's just the key. We want to get to real repentance. But I think people laugh about lust in our society, and I don't think they really realize. Now, lust isn't always just about sexual sin, but it's always about being led by the flesh. It's always about reacting to the flesh. And our whole society is set up to cause us to want to react to the flesh. And we don't even know that there's really another way to act. So the word carnality means fleshly lust or desires, the indulgence of lust. It's a grossness of the mind or desire. It's a love of sensual pleasure. Now, the tape we gave away today called Perverted Pleasure is really powerful because some people believe that if you to get free from lust or sexual perversion, you have to say that you don't enjoy it. That's a lie. Satan said, you know you still enjoy this. You know you, okay. And so that teaching is very powerful for this. I encourage you to listen to it again if you haven't heard it. It's called Perverted Pleasure. So unless you've been damaged or wounded or the enemy has somehow had terrorized you in the sexual activity, and all those need inner healing deliverance. God actually made it to be pleasurable, and the marriage tapes are really powerful. I really encourage you to get those. I'm not going to repeat a lot of the things I've already taught, but so it's a lie if you believe I have to not enjoy the sexual activity or not enjoy even the perversion, then you'll never get free, because the devil's going to keep holding you bound by saying, you know you enjoy it. You know you enjoy looking at those pictures. You know you enjoy thinking like that. You know you enjoy it, okay? So the first thing you have to do is say, this has nothing to do with if I am excited by something the Lord placed in me for his purposes and his glory. God purposely did not make things to do with sex to be not fun. He's not a stupid God. He wanted to repopulate the earth, not make sure that the whole thing died out after Adam and Eve tried it one time. You know, I mean, we're talking about two people here who have to get this thing going. So the Lord is not stupid. So just know that. So he made this to be a great surprise for married couples. All right. Another word for lust is appetite. Now, when you see the word appetite, so you can really have lust for food, you can have lust for other things, but it is an appetite. It's the flesh wanting something. It really can really pretty much almost have a life of its own. And when you give in to the flesh and you listen to the flesh, you can actually get a demon there. And once you have that demon there, you can actually pass it on to your children. And the world is really messed up. I know everybody hides this stuff, but somebody's watching all this junk that's on the internet, or it wouldn't be there. Somebody is paying to watch these garbage television shows, or they wouldn't be on TV. Somebody's buying these magazines, or they wouldn't be lining the grocery stores shelves. And the truth is, many people in the church, they say men in the church, about 50% of the men have a problem with pornography in the church. And if we were real, if I said, stand up, if you've looked at pornography in the last 2 months, and that includes any television show where the people were in bed, or the women had almost no clothes on, or it was anything of that nature that you know God would not have on TV in heaven, many of you would have to stand up. Some, just because we kept the remote button not changed quite fast enough. How do you know if this is still there? And this was the Lord started showing me. Because that excitement thing hits for a second. And then if you're strong in God, you'll at least say, this is wrong, and change the channel and say, God, what's going on? Bring your kids Sunday. We're going to deal with this stuff. All right. Entice. To incite, instigate, by exciting a hope or desire in a bad sense, to entice to evil, to seduce, to lead astray, to induce to sin by promises. And this ties into a little bit what we did in the first session of dealing with the whole Delilah and Jezebel thing. To tempt, to urge, to lead astray. In James 1, it says, every man is tempted when he is drawn away by his own lust and enticed. So if you do not want to be tempted, let's get rid of the lust. Let's not be enticed. All right. Let me get to the actual word lust here. These are a bunch of words that go along with lust that they have in here when you look that up. Let me look at lewd. I know Terry talked about this before. Lewd is given to the unlawful indulgence of lust, addicted to fornication, adultery, lustful. Lewd is when the spirit of lust crossed a line to the place where people publicly expose themselves and can be arrested. And as society standards go lower and lower, what people call lewd becomes more and more extreme. What would have been considered lewd, even when we were growing up, young people my age, nowadays is seen on television as a regular part of programming. So the word lewd means it's actually gotten to a point where society says it's wrong. That takes a lot. There was a woman on a talk show this morning arguing about the man, Roman, whatever his name is, who left the country 30 years ago because he got a young girl, he had sex with a young girl after getting her drugged. And the one person was defending him like, well, you know, it wasn't like rape. They're like, she was 13. He put drugs in her drink, you know, and he's been running from the law ever since. Everybody said, well, it's been 30 years. He shouldn't be punished. Well, wait a minute. He hasn't been punished, and he should be punished. Just because he's been living a lifestyle he shouldn't have been getting free for 30 years, he ought to get in more trouble for running away. I mean, our society's gone crazy. But it's getting to that point. It's getting to that point. Already, if you're against homosexuality and say that it's not normal, it's not natural, and people who move in that spirit really need help, if that's your belief, that they really need deliverance and help, then you are politically incorrect. And President Clinton just recently, in the last week, says he no longer agrees that there should not be same-sex marriage. He's changed his opinion about that. See, the whole world is under this sway of lies. So lewdness is beginning to seem okay. It's all perverted. It's the enemy. It's Sodom and Gomorrah. It's what caused the world to be wiped out the first time by a flood which God says, I'll never do that again. What's he going to do? He's going to send tribulation, wipe out a lot of the population, judge the earth, and then he's going to come back and set everything in order. So we're getting into some really bad times. So that the Lord wants us, though, not to be those who cannot be light and cannot be salt in these times. We need to get free. Let me say, you may think, well, I would never do anything lewd. I'd never do anything outside the privacy of my own home. But if you're watching lewd behavior, you're being entertained by it. And therefore, you have no authority over it. You have no authority. You know, those demons are right there going, oh, you like that? How'd you like to see that happen to your daughter? How'd you like to see your son? How about your grandchildren? That's what you're doing. You're really opening a door for the generations after you to pay the price of your lewdness that you can hide. Look at all the people who, for some reason, somebody found what was on their website, and they've been embarrassed and humiliated. These people who are now showing up to have sex with young kids that they're catching on camera, on TV, they weren't intending that. They didn't just wake up one day and say, you know what, I'm going to do something really that's considered against the law. I'm just going to, you know. No, they started watching that stuff. They started thinking on that. They started letting that excite them. They started watching TV about it. And let me tell you, watch even what you watch on the news. You need to know if something's beginning to stir up an excitement in you that's evil. First of all, you need to get the thing out of you. That's one thing we want to do tonight. What in me thinks that this is something to be excited about? And that thing could have been hidden there from when you watched the first soap opera or when you saw some kind of rape glamorized. You know, there was that whole General Hospital thing for a while where the girl Laura, everybody in college, you had to, nobody could take a, nobody could have a class at that time of day. Everybody hid it back to the dorms to watch, you know, where Laura was raped by whatever his name was. And I can't believe those people are still on that show. These people are old by now. You know, they're 70. They're still, anyway, you know. It's quite amazing. But the sad thing is people glamorize that perversion if you watch that. Do you really want to be raped? Do you really want your daughters raped? Do you want your sons raped? Do you really want this horrible stuff? But Satan burnt that into your thinking, that lewd, perverted thing as entertainment that began to stir you for cause an excitement that's a lust that doesn't belong in a child of God. I mean, I don't know. There's probably some people here who really never went there, but I know personally that this kind of spirit was very strong in our family line, and there were things that I watched as a teenager I shouldn't have watched, and there were things that would stir me, and just even iniquity that came in when I was really young. And I'm telling you what, and we watch these things attack. John and I have seen these things attack our daughter when she was really young, and there's no way that this wasn't spiritual. It was like something in the middle of the night attacking her. And then she actually, as a little girl, sat up with me one night. She was only like 5 or 6 years old, and she was crying about this thing. And she would do it like in her sleep. She'd just be screaming like something was attacking her. And thank God we knew the Lord. Otherwise, she'd probably take her to a psychiatrist, and they probably would have put her on all kinds of medications and all kinds of stuff. When honestly, there was a demon from the family line of iniquity attacking our daughter at an early age and causing a very difficult time with masturbation. She was too young. Nobody had ever touched her. We knew nobody had touched her. But you know what? The psychiatrist and all would try to make it look like something was going on in the home. They would come in and take your kids. Satan is stealing our kids with this stuff when we're not even doing anything to them. We need to hate this stuff. And I remember sitting her down in the middle of the night after this thing attacked her in her sleep and just starting to learn what this stuff was about. I didn't know anything back then compared to what God's taught me now. And I said, I said, do you like that? She says, it's horrible. It scares me. And she, this little tiny, I think she's about 6 years old, she rebuked that thing in the name of Jesus, told it never to touch her again, and it never came back.